This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. We've got a great show lined up for you.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
And Brendan Sprague.
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We'll spring the line at the bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is a fan text line.
Are you going to bet on Team LeBron or Team Giannis?
Ooh, where are we going?
Excuse me. XFL is now available on the Oregon Scoreboard app.
That it is. You can't gamble on the XFL now.
Go Dragons.
Can I ask two questions about things that I know nothing about?
Go Vipers.
XFL football?
No, because nobody cares. And maybe people don't care about these other stories, too, but I want to ask about them nonetheless.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a wrestling thing going on in Portland this weekend.
The NXT. Yeah, NXT TakeOver.
Okay, what is the NXT?
That is like minor league WWE.
It's like third most important thing that they do on a weekly basis.
The up-and-comers, essentially.
Okay.
They got good talent, though.
Mixed in occasionally with some names you might recognize.
Okay.
Well, it's like, okay.
Where's it at?
I don't know if I want to.
I don't know. Moda Center?
Coliseum?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's basically like minor league WWE.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I've seen people texting and tweeting. I have no clue what that reference is.
Power rank it Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-view events, and then somewhere down below there is the NXT.
The NXT?
Yeah.
Is it in association with the WWE? Okay, gotcha. Okay, now it makes sense. The other one is, can somebody explain what's going on in the soccer story with Manchester City?
Yes.
Because they got banned for like 2 years.
And $30 million euro fine.
Yeah, they basically just cooked the book saying they were getting more sponsorship money than they actually had.
So they can spend more money on players? Is that essentially how it turns
basically,
into?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you handle a cheating franchise.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's a good pivot for you if you want to go to what you want to go to.
That is a good pivot. So, yeah, that happened today. Manchester City, which people tell me, big soccer team, big soccer club.
It is, definitely.
Big football club. They were banned for 2 years and fined 30 million euros.
They won the Premier League last year, which is the English Premier League, biggest in the world, some say.
That's a big deal. And it reminded me of how scot-free the Astros got off on all their stuff. And there was one player that, and look, I'm going to say this. We need this in baseball desperately. I hate the Dodgers maybe more than anything in life other than the Huskies. But Cody Bellinger is like an American hero today for what he did and how he handled this. And I hope that there's other players that follow suit, because a lot of guys are upset. The only thing that I will caution before I play this is, if you're going to come out strongly, please, for the love of God, don't let your team or yourself get connected with the sign-stealing controversy. That's like when people speak out about steroids and then they end up like Lance Armstrong and you have tested positive. That's the only thing I'm worried about. But we need people that are doing it the right way to speak up. Cody Bellinger talking to the media today, Dodgers outfielder, he spoke up.
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17.
Man.
Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I sent my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
I love it, man. I love it.
I also think he is speaking on behalf of at least 80% of the league right now. And until anything else pops up with other teams that are involved in something like this, that's what I'm going to keep the opinion at. And this is also what's confusing to me about Rob Manfred. I thought, you know, I still think he can be a good commissioner. I think he's done some good things, but he just created that rule the other day that I think pissed baseball purists off.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. You knew it was coming, but now it's fully implemented and it's stupid.
And then on this particular issue, like, you know, the players who have openly admitted that they did this and you're doing nothing, just nothing. The players union fight argument, I don't buy. I think the players union would be in the rep's ear saying, you better damn well let him punish those guys how he see fit. And for him to kind of sit this out, and for Houston to kind of deny but apologize yesterday. I was watching the SVP thing. His one big thing was about this. And this is where I disagree with him and people in Houston. This idea that, like, had they just apologized, we wouldn't have accepted. No matter what, we wouldn't have accepted it. I don't agree with that. I do think if you come to the podium and, you know, the press conference like that, and you're actually showing true remorse,
not reading a prepared statement,
saying there's nothing, you know, forgivable about this. We apologize, but we can earn your trust back, and actually act like it helped you win. Then I think you get some people who would kind of turn a little bit and go, okay, they did learn a very valuable lesson here. Let's just see what they do over time and earn the trust back. Instead, you got a big middle finger mixed in with an apology, mixed in with robot readings, mixed in with lying like within 35 seconds of answers. I just, that's why you handle it wrong. And I think being open and honest about stuff, sure, you were cheating and it helped you win a World Series. But I don't agree with the crowd that thinks no matter how they apologize, nobody accepts it. I don't agree with that. We're smart. We can read when you mean an apology and when you don't, or you're forced to. And yesterday's press conference, as big a joke as it was just that. It was a forced apology. Half of them don't mean it because they've got their contracts. They're going to get paid. They've got their rings. There's nothing you can do about it. I wish Rob Manfred would have stepped front and been a better leader for Major League Baseball. Instead, he cowered down and he's hidden right now. Have we heard from Rod Manfred in a few weeks?
No, I haven't heard a peep from him.
I mean, the last thing we heard basically from his office is new playoff structure.
Grow
possibly
a spine. Yeah, that was grow the last a spine one. Because I think Cody Bellinger speaking for many, many players in Major League Baseball.
Well, and just to go off that Altuve stealing the MVP in 2017 from Judge, what I loved yesterday, what MLB Network was doing, was any player that was up on the screen in the graphics, they were putting up their stats for that 2017 season just to basically like, hey, just so you know,
they did pretty good
that year.
Well, I mean, I love that Bellinger pointed that out, because those are things that are lifelong ramifications, right?
Like, that you can play into contracts and
stuff.
Dude,
it can play into contracts when guys are up, and Judge might end up having the career with or without it, right? But when guys are up for a Hall of Fame kind of discussion, that's one of the things you look at. How many MVPs did they win? How many rings did a guy win? And when you think that it's tainted and it's taken away from a player that maybe should have won it if the other one wasn't cheating, that's the whole main issue. That was the whole reason people were so against steroid using, right? I mean, that was the whole issue, is that you got some guys with a competitive advantage over other players.
You altered the numbers,
that makes the game unfair. And you're changing the outcome of seasons of stats and of careers. And when you cheat to the way the Astros did, who knows how many guys were doing it? Who knows how many teams were doing it? Maybe we'll never know the answer to that. But I would hope with this just kind of round of outbursts that we're getting from players around the league, that it's enough to maybe get people to stop. By the way, somebody texted in, how many Astro players are going to get plunked this year? I got a feeling there's going to be a good amount. There's some animosity from players, and they're going to let it show. Their first game, if you're curious, is on March 26th. It's at home, though.
The Angels, yeah.
They're playing the Angels at home. That's their opener on a Thursday. Their first road game.
It's an ESPN game, by the way.
That's an ESPN game. Their first road game, also an ESPN game, is on Monday, March 30th. They're in Oakland, so nobody's going to be there to see it, but at least people will be watching on television.
Well, unless that's Oakland's opening day, because that's when they seem to get the stadium
one of their three sellouts for the year is opening day.
I hope they hear cheater chants all season. I hope it's something that no matter if they come to Seattle for the third or fourth time in a year.
Yeah, let them have it.
Let them have it. And who cares if they win? Because we know they're talented. They're going to win games. I hope that fans do not let them forget this. Houston fans are going to be disgraceful and give them a standing ovation as if it's something to be proud of that their team cheated to win a World Series. But I hope every other fan base lets them hear it. And by the way, every single day that passes, more former Astros have to come out on other teams and go, yeah, I mean, I can't remember the name, but I saw one right before the show. I think he might be on the Twins, but they were asking about
it. I think it was Jake Marincek came out
today.
That's
who it was.
He plays for the Mets, I believe.
The Mets. And he basically said, you know what? I have nobody to blame but myself and the team, and we're adults. I could have spoke up, and I didn't. You had a lot of other former Astros come out and basically say, yeah, I mean,
trying to sweep it under the rug, Garrett Cole. Oh, I didn't know what was going on.
Well, Garrett Cole would be one of a few people to deny that he knew what was going on, because it seems like every other player that plays for him or did play for him,
yeah, is at least owning
knew what was going on.
And to be fair, some of the other Astro players, I think, have handled it really well. Carlos Correa did an interview yesterday in the clubhouse, and I thought he was great. George Springer gave a pretty heartfelt apology and said about how bad he feels.
Correa had a really good defense for Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, because
like,
they've tried to make it seem like Beltran was a guy that forced all of them into it and like threatened players if they didn't want to do it. And he's like, that's BS, man. We were all grown-ups. Yeah. Like we all participated in it. Don't put it all on one player.
Yeah, he was adamant. He's like, Beltran is a gentleman.
Yeah, that wasn't all on him.
What would it mean to give up to vacate the title?
I mean, it's mostly symbolic because people aren't going to forget. It's no different, as we talked about yesterday, than vacating a Heisman.
But does it satisfy? Does it satisfy the anger people have?
No, I don't think so. I think some sort of punishment for the players is the only thing that would have satisfied it.
So, I'm kind of just wondering why you don't do both. That's where I'm just at with Rob Manfred. I don't get what the approach here was. Just bizarre to me. Yeah. It's a terrible look for your league, and you did next to nothing.
Pretty short-sighted, man. We'll see how long it takes for this story to go away. But as long as guys like Cody Bellinger are speaking out the way that they did, I don't see it going away anytime soon. And more faces of the game, a la Cody Bellinger, need to follow suit. Loved what I heard from him today. Let's have some fun with audio coming up next, because we have a former NFL player that's trying to get into acting.
Is
it good luck?
Is it good or bad?
Going to win an Oscar?
We'll answer that. And we also have Bill Walton stuff from last night. One listener said they turned the game off because of Bill Walton.
I understand why they do that.
He was very Bill Walton-y last night. We'll have some fun with the audio. We'll do it next on The Fam.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, the Bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Hey, well, Sprague line at 2:30. Keep those fake sponsors rolling in. 55305 the Fan text line. Now, we've been on a trend lately as a show of labeling jobs easy.
I'm really wondering how big the percentage of listeners think that we're being serious.
Probably a good amount.
You think so?
Probably a good amount. But let me see if I can add another one to that list.
Oh, yeah.
Acting.
Very easy.
Easy or not easy. Now, this comes...
Overrated.
this comes from SportsCenter yesterday. Now, this was the most random thing that happened on Twitter. Vernon Davis. We all remember Vernon Davis, right? Who doesn't remember Vernon Davis?
Vernon Davis is actually the only current... Or not current because he just retired. It's the only jersey I own right now is a Niner Vernon Davis jersey.
Yeah, Vernon Davis is a great Niner. He's got one of the most memorable Niner catches of the last 20 years.
Well, I mean, a sensational comeback career-wise, too, because he started out as a bust who was a malcontent, terrible teammate, and he turned that around.
Isn't that who Mike Singletary was going off about in the press conference?
He kicked him out at halftime.
Can't coach him!
Yeah, he kicked him out at halftime.
And he
said, you're done.
Pants down in the locker room.
He mooned the team.
Mooned the team.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a mooning. Well, then he turned it around. He ended up having a nice little career, and his NFL career is over. Great career for Vernon Davis. So you always wonder what guys are going to get into in their post-playing days. Well, Vernon Davis apparently going to get into filmmaking and acting. And he made an appearance yesterday on SportsCenter where he gave a display of his acting. And we all need to judge in real time, 55305, good acting or bad acting?
For the interview, you were telling us that you're actually getting ready to be in a movie. Tell us about that project.
Yes, Red Winter. I partnered with a buddy of mine, and we, through Real 85 Productions, Smoot Films, we're doing a movie called Red Winter, which will take place in Denver. We'll be shooting for about 3 weeks, and I'm getting geared up for that.
Give me a line real quick. Let me set you up for one of your lines. Like, what should I say to you to set you up? I want to see this.
Gosh, you put me on the spot, man. One of my lines from what? Just the movie?
The movie, yeah. Sure. I want to see that. I want to see you in
character. Yeah. You want to see me in character?
Yeah, give me something, Vernon.
It takes a lot, but I can...
Wait a minute. I legitimately, my first reaction was to comfort you.
Yeah, all right, let's...
good acting or bad acting?
Well,
55305.
Couple things here. I would imagine in that, because we've been in this situation, when you get that kind of interview and it's like an agreed upon, hey, bring up the movie stuff, usually you like have to tell that person, hey, I might tee up for a line, okay? Is that cool? And if they say yes or no, you then do it.
Laughs like a box of chocolates. So you give a line. Acting's easy. Boom.
On point.
Sure, that nailed was it. Tom Hanks 2.0.
Nailed it.
That actually made me more cringe listening than it did watching, because watching's bad, but listening to it's even worse. The fake cry.
I had to take my headphones off. Like, get it out of here.
And really, you're going to pander to him because you're on national TV because it was so bad that you got to go, I thought you were being legit.
I was going to hand you a tissue.
Really? That was bad. That was very bad.
We should have set it up differently. We should have just pulled the crying portion of it and just asked listeners, is this person actually crying and playing it?
That or not, been, yeah. Just ask them, what is he doing?
What is happening here? Somebody said, I just got in my car. On? What the hell is happening? What was that? Is he dropping a deuce? Another one, was he having sex or lifting weights?
Yeah.
Let me see. He sounds like Michael Strahan. Is it a porn movie? No, it's not. That was Vernon Davis trying to get into acting.
Well, and clearly he hasn't read the lines because he had given a line over fake crying, right?
Couldn't give a line there.
So we're about to start shooting here in a couple weeks. So you haven't started reading the lines, have you? Because what? How many lines does he have? Six?
I don't know.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Nailed it.
Vernon, you got 3 weeks to figure out how you got to do that line, bud.
Nailed it.
But he didn't know that line because he hasn't read the script. So he's put on the spot. He's like, well, I guess I'll just fake cry because I know I have a crying scene. He better not fake cry like that in the movie because people are not going to find that realistic. There's different levels of acting, too. I want to know what level at a base level you could be. So the levels I would say are
school play.
School play.
Yeah. Then like local theater.
Local theater.
Sure. Commercial, like low-rent commercial.
Yeah, commercial, national commercial. Then you start to get into how good can you get? Can you get...
I think you probably start acting at like a Lifetime movie.
Could you get a show
then
on
a
Lifetime?
Then a Netflix movie.
Well, easy. There's some good Netflix
stuff. No. Netflix is way up there.
Yeah.
I would go Lifetime.
That's where you start.
Then could you do like a CW show, like The Flash or The Arrow?
Leading into Winterhawks hockey.
Or Black Lightning, whatever
Saturday
it is.
Nights.
Could you act to that level? Then you go soap opera. Then you go major network, Netflix, movies, etc.
Soap opera acting, that takes some chops.
Doesn't
it? I would think so. You got to sell that totally crappy storyline that
do,
this
man.
Guy's coming back from the dead. And
you know who always wants a soap opera actor?
Neil Olshay.
Neil Olshay.
He's really good at acting as a... Well, I'm not going to say that.
Hold it. So there you go, Vernon Davis trying to get into acting. I do want to have, now we have two of these, right? Did I send you two Bill Walton cuts?
Yes.
How many we have? Okay.
Got two.
So
I'm going to be with the people on this, by the way.
Yeah, and I have. I've adjusted my stance on Bill Walton. So he was calling the game last night, and...
Someone said, was that Altuve apologizing?
That was, yeah. I'm so sorry. Sounds like me trying to run on a treadmill.
Why do people think when you cry, you make loud-ass noises? Yeah. Last time I cried, I wasn't like, ah!
Yeah, you silent cry. You try to hold it in.
Well, yeah, because I was actually, and really personal family moments. I wasn't trying to be like a blubbering baby.
Right.
Real thugs don't shed tears.
I think we can all act. We learned that today. So Bill Walton was on the call last night. Him, Mark Jackson, Dave Pasch, Oregon beat Colorado. The crappy first half came back in the second half. Anywho, there's two clips here. So one, Mark Jackson, like a professional broadcaster, even though I'm not a huge Mark Jackson fan, brought notes to the game. Any broadcaster knows you usually bring some notes, like some numbers, some stats. He has them in front of him. Bill Walton does this.
Come on, this is basketball. You're a basketball guy.
I'm studying.
We got a number, stats, please. What a game here. Colorado looking great. What's wrong with Oregon right now?
What about the analytics?
Please. Make a shot, guard somebody, and get a rebound.
That's the kind of analysis we get on this show. Mark, take us through the player spotlight, bro.
So he literally grabs his notes and threw them on the floor because he had like a stack of notes in front of him. He just chucks them in front of the broadcasting desk.
I love his breakdown. Make a shot, guard someone, and rebound.
Like, when you put it that way, it makes
sense.
Wait, by the way, another job we could do. That's all you got to do in basketball? Make a shot, play defense, and grab a rebound?
Pash with the dig. That's about the analysis you expect on this program.
I think we can do that job. So he had that moment. And then what was the other one that we – oh, so this was
this is the worst one. This one's worse.
There's 5 minutes left in the game. Oregon is up 58-53.
Colorado's up.
Oh, Colorado
was still coming back.
That's right. 58-53, Colorado leads. 5 minutes left in the game. This is, by the way, top 20 matchup. This is a pivotal game for both teams. Colorado going for the season sweep of Oregon. Oregon trying to end a losing streak. This is a big-time game. 5 minutes left. And he proceeds to do play-by-play for the 2000 Indiana Pacers.
Now this is where a champion shines. This is Mark Jackson bringing the ball up the court. He's got Chris Mullin on one side. He's got Reggie Miller on the other. He's got Rick Schmitz down low. He's got Dale Davis at the weak side high post. Can they score? Slick Bobby Leonard, the Hall of Famer, with the call. Here it is. The play, the shot clock running down. Everybody's running away from it, please. Can the Pacers get to the NBA Finals?
You don't have a future as a play-by-play guy. Gatling.
I love the pass backhanded, just digs.
You don't have a future.
Billy, that was terrible. All right, Peyton Pritchard with the ball.
God, isn't that unbelievable?
I don't think I've changed my stance on him. Some games I'm totally in, and some games I'm like, dude, really? 5 minutes to go? We're doing like a bid on acting like the 2000 Pacers because Mark Jackson's right next to you?
Right.
Time and place. It can be hit and miss for me. I will say this, though. He's found his perfect niche. He's overacting as the caricature of himself, right? Talk about acting. He's for sure doing this over the top on purpose.
He's going the Dickie V route.
He is.
It's all top, baby!
Dandy! He's doing that every single time because he knows it's going to get traction. And if you don't think he's succeeding with this in the business world, I think you're gravely mistaken. He also knows he can do this in college basketball. Because if he did this on the regular on the NBA, like he used to call the NBC games with Snapper and them, and now he does just college mainly. If he did this as a regular NBA guy, it wouldn't fly. Because in college, yes, a lot of the fans of these teams watch these games, but college basketball to me is more of a people don't care as much. You can get away with being a caricature of yourself and doing these bits that are random and make no sense. Because largely the investment in it is not quite the same as it is in the NBA or your college football team or the NFL. I think of those four, college basketball is far and away the bottom of them.
For sure.
And you can get away with being this version of Bill Walton, even though we all know this isn't truly the broadcasting Bill Walton, because the one we had 20 years ago was a vastly different one that actually offered analysis an opinion on what was going on the court.
Yeah, drastically different. There's no doubt. Yeah, the only way I've shifted, because I've always liked Bill Walton. I find him entertaining for a boring sport. Where I draw the line.
Exactly. He makes a game that you normally don't really care all that much about.
College basketball is terrible, man.
Yes.
It's really awful to watch.
It's bad, yeah.
Like even that Civil War game last Saturday night, what was it, like 44-42 with 2 minutes left? Like, dear Lord, gouge my eyes out. But where I draw the line, and I had this moment earlier in the year when Oregon beat Arizona, and they had no business. It was like an ugly game. They came back, they won. It was a wild finish, and it's he's just rambling about nonsense with like 2 minutes left, and it was the first time I ever had to like legit turn it down.
It distracts you.
It's like,
from,
dude, yeah. I get it. Like, if Oregon is playing insert crappy school here, or if there's another random college basketball game, I might flip it on if I don't care about the outcome, just because Bill Walton's going to say some stupid stuff about Trojan condoms and smoking weed, and it's going to make me laugh. But last night was a really pivotal game for both teams, and Oregon desperately needed that win. And to get that with 5 minutes left, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
So Bill Walton ranting last night. He's back in the news, as always. Some fun with audio there.
Fun fact, Bill Walton called the Malice in the Palace game.
He did?
I don't remember who was on the broadcast of that one.
This is ridiculous. The violence.
That's about when he kind of got out of the
NBA. That was a pretty good Bill Walton impersonation. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take it.
Are you going to be Bill Walton in a movie?
Is that my that's my best Vernon Davis right there?
That's your
there,
good so. Fake cry right there?
Yeah.
You had it and then you ruined it.
You did.
You had it and then you
good
ruined
acting,
it.
Oh,
I wasn't
going to
go
acting.
As long as Vernon Davis did. My God. Hopefully he can have just as good as comeback acting as he did in the NFL.
There you go. Fun with audio, Vernon Davis and Bill Walton.
Who would play Bill Walton in a movie? Gary Busey's kid with the big teeth that was in Tomcats?
Will Ferrell. Curly hair, tall. Come on. Goofy. I mean, when you think about
Will Ferrell's a pretty... No, that's not a bad choice.
That's not a bad
idea.
That's
kind of Jackie Moon.
My plum.
It's got a Jackie
it's
Moon
kind of Jackie Moon-ish.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what we need? We need a bear fight. What?
Right. Wait, what? Bill, shut up. Okay, let's break the line. Get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the fan text line. We'll see what we can gamble on. Read some fake sponsors. We'll do it next. But first, here's Joe with the Sports Center.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Sprague in the line. That was close, Joe. You almost waited too long. That was close.
The look in your face.
That was close. Sprague in the line brought to you by the Pac-12, who will be a top-tier conference as soon as Sprague gets a pick, right? Come on, right. Sprague in the line brought to you by Mel Tucker. Hey, Beavs, any idea how to delete tweets? I don't feel totally committed to them anymore. By the way, yes, both tweets still up.
Yeah, they Sprague are.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Dumbass. Am I the dumbass that wins Sprague's betting advice on Valentine's Day?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, you're supposed to text Dumbass with a money sign and you get Sprague's gambling advice.
That's right.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Airline Seats. Just because you can recline doesn't mean you should. Just like a Sprague bet, you probably should. Sprague in the line brought to you by the Broomstick Challenge. I'm happy Sprague finally found his true talent because it's definitely not making picks.
It's definitely not radio or making picks, being a husband or father, but hey, you could stand that broom up.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Bill Walton giving a eulogy. The only business idea worse than a Sprague pick. By the way, on that note, something we never really talked about. Yusuf Nurkic might have had the worst timing of all time. We never brought it up on the show.
My goodness.
Oh, you done a national interview?
The Dame interview. Yeah. So Dame goes off. For those of you who don't remember, the Blazers played the first game in LA after Kobe passed away. Dame goes off. They win the game. He gets the walk-off interview. And it's like a serious playing for Kobe, the honor. And Nurkic walks up and does like the jokey, ha ha, he's the man kind
of
thing.
The man. Like, he's the man.
As they're like talking about playing in the honor of Kobe.
I think he was saying he's a bad man.
Oh,
like,
you know, he's a bad MF-er.
Yeah.
He said he's a
bad MF-er.
Like, dude.
And I think it was Lisa Salters, and she was not acknowledging it. And then Dame.
Just kind of like,
Dame in most moments, he'll like jokingly, hey, my man Nurk. He did not. He's like, what are you doing, man?
And then Nurk kind of kept going, and it was just like, please just leave the scene. Just go.
Just go sit
down. Nurk. He's kind of coming off lately as this like, hey, look at me guy.
I think he's a little desperate for attention,
I think
man.
He wants to really get back out there and play basketball.
You see that haircut?
It's a look. It's got a thing going on there.
I'm not one to judge anything, so.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Vernon Davis Acting. Still more believable than you're going to win a Sprague pick. Sprague in the line brought to you by Dirt Hitting Crunch Fitness. I mean, Crunch Candy Bars every day. Hey-o. Sprague in the line brought to you by Spragging the Line. Sprague wins bets and Sprague loses bets. I like that one. Sprague in the line brought to you by the New Orleans Saints, where starting Taysom Hill is a safer bet than putting money on a Sprague pick. Boom goes the dynamite.
Is that the Mike Francesca theory of betting for Sprague Picks?
That's what
might
it is.
Might win some, you might lose some.
That's what it is. I don't know if you guys have anything all-star or non-all-star related you want to gamble on this weekend.
Oh, mine's all-star related.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much are you going to watch this weekend?
Saturday, I'll probably watch at night the festivities. I'm kind of semi, I gotta admit this, I'm somewhat interested in just seeing for like 5 or 6 minutes the celebrity game.
Oh God, why?
Because I just found out Stephen A's in it. And Stephen A is one like that playing? Loves to tell you he played Division III college basketball.
I thought he was a coach.
Is he coaching?
I think he's coaching. It's Coach Stephen A. Smith versus Coach Wilbon, I believe it is.
Oh, well. I have no interest. Although Guy Fieri is supposed to be playing.
Is he?
So
you're going to Flavortown. He's going to go dunk on somebody.
From Flavortown to downtown.
He's wearing like 18 armbands.
Diners, Travis, and Dives.
Okay, so I'm no longer interested in that. I'll probably watch the Saturday night stuff.
Okay.
The game I actually might end up missing. I'm going to Seaside. Since we have Monday off, I'm going to Seaside for the day. And there I don't know when I'm coming back. So I don't know.
Well, you can gamble on all sorts of stuff if you want to on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app. The Rising Stars Challenge, you can bet the team. They do a Team USA versus World. I didn't know that. That's the
they changed
thing.
It, yeah.
Okay.
And that from rookie, the rookie-sophomore game.
Yeah, I like rookie-sophomore. Better format. Anywho, neither here nor there. You can bet on that game. You can bet on the MVP of the Rising Stars Challenge as well. Zion is the favorite at plus 275. If you want a long shot... There's a couple of Mo Wagner. Is that how you say his last name?
Mo Wagner, yeah.
Wagner, he's plus 8,000 to win the MVP of the Rising Stars Challenge.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of really good odds for MVP of the All-Star Game in general.
Who's the guy from Memphis that they just threw in there last minute? Some rando that I had literally never heard of before.
Jackson Hayes?
No. It's like a European name. It might not even be
Melly.
Memphis. Yeah.
Melly, yeah.
Yeah, that, or like he's going to be.
Hayes is in New Orleans. I'm confusing him. But yeah, Melly, I know you're talking about.
I saw the headline. I'm like, who
Nicolo
the hell
Melly?
Is that?
Yeah. He is also plus 8,000. There's a handful of guys that are plus 8,000 if you want those. Before we get to the All-Star Game MVPs, though, give me your three-point winners. So the favorite is Trey Young. Devontae Graham is a plus 1,100. So he's your long shot. Who's your three-point contest winner?
I don't know who's in it.
Let me tell you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up the...
I got them all in front of me. Graham. So it's Trey Young's plus 375. Joe Harris is plus 400. Davis Bertans is plus 450.
Harris won it.
Yeah, he won it a couple of years. Yeah, last year or a couple of years
he's
ago.
Plus 400. Duncan Robinson is a plus 500. Buddy Hield plus 600. Devin Booker plus 550. Mm. Zach LaVine's in the three-point contest?
Yeah, why not?
Can he shoot threes?
Probably just for the Chicago factor.
He's a plus
1,000. He's had 1, a good year in Chicago. They suck, but he's had a good year.
Take your word for it. And then Devontae Graham plus 1,100. Who are we going with? I'm going Devin Booker plus 550.
Give me Duncan Robinson, the white boy down in Miami, stroking threes.
Not Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson.
No,
baby.
Give me Duncan.
Okay.
I'm gonna go real long shot here, and I'm gonna say Joe Harris wins again.
Hell yeah!
Can we play a fun game? And now I want to do it because I wouldn't be able to answer any of them.
Although Bertans, I kind of want to lean Bertans because he has no business winning it.
I can't ask you these questions, Sprague, but I do want to ask Joe. Can you name me the teams of some of these guys?
I'll give it a shot.
I want to see if you can correct the answer.
Okay.
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris, Nets.
Yeah.
Bertans.
I want to say Bertans is a Spur.
He is no longer a Spur. He's
gotcha.
On the Wizards.
Okay.
Well, I have not watched a lot of Wizards basketball this year. I could be up front with that.
Duncan Robinson, we alluded to
Miami.
From Miami.
Miami, yeah.
LaVine, we know. Booker, we know. Yeah. Hield, we know. Yeah. Devontae Graham.
And he is in Charlotte,
he's killing it. He's having a good year.
Dude, way better than I would have done. Okay, I'm going to do that for the dunk. Well, actually, we probably know all the dunk contests.
Did you not? Is there any names on that list you didn't know at all? Like,
for
you've
sure.
never heard of them?
For sure.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson.
Duncan
never
Robinson's
heard of
a good
Devontae
one.
Devontae Graham,
know.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. The rest of Bertans before.
I've heard the name. I can't tell you anything about him. Dunk contest.
Tall white guy, kind of goofy.
Yeah, that's what I figured with the Bertans. Dunk contest, the four competitors. Aaron Gordon, the favorite, plus 120. Derek Jones Jr., plus 160. Pat Connaughton, look at our boy Patty.
Let's go.
Holding up for the white guys, plus 400. And Dwight Howard is a plus 650. Where are we going?
I'm going Gordon finally gets that trophy. Because he got robbed in 16, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay. LaVine was amazing. And by the way, I just saw a thing about the Dominique and Jordan dunk contest. I think it was the 88 contest.
Yeah, something like that.
And look, no disrespect here. The Gordon-LaVine dunk-off is the best dunk-off we've ever seen in NBA history. But they're not Dominique and they're not MJ, so it's not going to get that praise. That was a remarkable dunk contest. I'm going Aaron Gordon.
You know what? Give me Pat Connaughton. Because I feel like any time we see these kind of rando third, fourth, Klingon kind of guys come in last minute. I mean, he's been named for the dunk contest, but I remember when Rudy Fernandez was in it.
I was just going to bring that up.
He was out by the first round, couldn't even make a dunk.
His was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
He ended up making a cool dunk, and that was probably my most Blazer fan moment of all time, was complaining about him not advancing to the next round. Because he wore the jersey, right? I think he wore like the Petrovic jersey.
The Petrovic thing,
and then he did one cool one off like the side of the backboard.
Right.
Yeah. After finally landing it, and I remember just being outraged as a Blazer fan.
Well, and then 1 year Dame did,
I was going to say, they had
stupid
that
year. They did a weird contest. Test.
A like freestyle a round where Dame, everybody's dunking at the same time. And
didn't Dame do an under the legs with his left? Or maybe I'm mistaking him with somebody. He did a dunk and I was like, oh, that's a pretty clean dunk. But the way it was set up,
it was during the freestyle round. So it was just kind of like, oh, there's one of a few dunks.
It was kind of stupid, that format that year.
Yeah, it's hard to recapture it. I'll go with Derrick Jones Jr. Why the hell not? By the way, Sprague, who'd you take for the 3-point contest? I'm writing these down.
Joe Harris. I think he wins again.
Okay, taking Harris. Okay.
By the way, I'm not sleeping on Derrick Jones. Let me text that in. Derrick Jones, if you don't know, has got ups.
Yeah, I've seen highlights of him. Ups. That's the only reason I'm taking him. Dwight Howard winning would be stupid because he shouldn't have won the last time when he didn't actually dunk. Nobody cares about the skills challenge.
It's true.
Let's get to give me your all-star MVP. Just the favorites are LeBron, of course, and Giannis at plus 400. Anthony Davis, decent odds, plus 650. Kemba's plus 1,200.
Yeah.
So you can write, just give me your MVP, and if you don't know, I will give you their odds.
I actually like two players. I'll pick one, but I'll give you two that I really like. I think Donovan Mitchell and Luka Doncic are your sleeper dark horse favorites to win this, and I'm picking Luka.
Damn it,
This is the year of Luka Doncic. He's having a great season. Dallas, up and down, but they're a good team this year, and I think he's going to go out there, play his butt off because he respects the history of the game growing up and watching it. I'm going to take Luka. And right now on
plus 2,500.
I was going to say on the Action Network, it's at plus 2,000. But if it's on the Oregon Sports lottery app, you can get it plus 2,500.
Okay.
I say Dame pulls a Bobby Boucher, shows up at halftime, gets the win.
Wins the burping pole.
Let's go.
Wins the burping pole. The Mud Dogs.
The Mud Dogs in the burping
pole. Last game of the year. Can't hold anything back. I'm going to go Anthony Davis. Something tells me that LeBron is going to want to get him the MVP. So then people put the league on notice. Like, hey, remember this guy on the Lakers?
Yeah.
He also made sure to pick him first, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
At the selection.
Russ could really go after it. Russ loves this event.
I do like Doncic, too, at plus 2,500, but I'll change it because you took him. The other guy, I'll throw this out there, seems like the kind of guy that would carry a grudge into the game and play with his hair on fire. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Buckets, back in Chicago.
Yeah.
He got robbed.
He was unhappy about the way it ended. Yeah. Just going back in front of those fans. He's a plus 4,000, so what the hell? Give me Jimmy Butler. There you go. All-Star Weekend. Going to happen. Starts tonight with the celebrity game. Anything else? I think the
if you
played
in the celebrity game, would you take it super serious or just like nonchalant have fun with it?
I'm an in-between guy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, no, you can't. It's like me in softball, you know? Like, I want to win. I get frustrated, but I'm not sprinting.
You're kind of in a lose-lose situation with something like that. Because if you don't put forth quite the effort, you're getting ridiculed for, hey, dude, you didn't really look impressive out there. If you do take it seriously and get some buckets, you get ridiculed because it's like, dude, really? You're taking the celebrity game? That's serious, huh? You're that guy?
You're that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy.
You had to go block Frankie Muniz?
You went Arne Duncan Department of Education on us? Come on, man.
Arne Duncan, that's right. Celebrity hero.
Sprague in the Line brought to you by Hot Sauce on Pizza. I'd rather pour hot sauce in my eyes than put money on a Sprague pick. Sprague in the Line brought to you by Dirt Reading Erotic Fiction, still more appealing than a Sprague pick.
Dirt would be a naked centaur on an erotica book.
Last one, it just says Guy Fieri, a.k.a.
Yes.
Donkey Sizzle. Is that what they call him? Because that's what I'm going to call him from now on.
Guy Buckets is what I'm going to call him tonight.
Shut the front door.
Fieri on fire.
All right, we got to answer the poll questions, some college football news that is a little surprising we'll get to, and we'll wrap up the show next on The Fam.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the week.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gun 1080, The Fan.
playing it on the weekend every Friday with Rebecca Black. Get to the poll questions here in a moment. I'm a little disappointed in us today. We did not get to the Blue Jay player that pleasured himself in a parking lot in Florida.
I mean, we got 4 or 5 minutes. We could crank that out pretty quickly, just like him.
We do.
Well, we don't know how quick it was.
Again, or if he even finished.
That's what I'm wondering.
Is there anything worse than starting that procedure and not being able to finish?
Blue Jay is more like blue. Oh.
I mean, how many dads have been in that process? You finally get away. You're like, I just need 6-7 minutes of me time. And then all of a sudden you hear this midway.
Dad?
Damn it.
Oh.
Go away.
It basically turns to this.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Reese McGuire.
It's like the scarecrow arms. They just start hanging down.
Reese McGuire was arrested in Florida.
Because of course he was in Florida.
Of course. Spring training, man. He's down there getting ready for the year to
Dateline,
start.
Dateline, Florida. Man pleasures himself in parking lot.
The Toronto Sun headline reads, carjacking. Bader up. Jay's Reese McGuire arrested for allegedly pleasuring himself in a busy parking lot in Florida.
And do you want to say the business that the parking lot was in?
He was in the parking lot of a dollar store.
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree, sorry, come Dollar on. Tree.
Give them the respect.
My apologies.
I'm
surprised it's not a general store.
What? So apparently he was sitting in his Mercedes SUV and
windows were clearly not tinted.
Not tinted windows. He was sitting there, had his no pants on in the driver's seat, and somebody reportedly walked by and noticed that, no pants, and he's doing something down there. Also had the phone playing, you guessed it, porn, Dan, porn. And he was arrested for indecent exposure.
So drugs involved? I can't quite ever see myself getting to the point of needing to do that in the car.
Reading the article, he was apologizing profusely and seemed that he was completely aware of what he was doing.
Yeah, so like, why not just go back to the hotel or the house or...
Why Dollar Tree parking lot?
Hey, maybe he is sharing...
In car without tinted windows.
Maybe he's sharing the hotel with a few teammates, you know, doesn't have the privacy he would have liked during spring training, something like that. I don't know, I mean...
Go to like a bathroom or something? I don't know.
Again, maybe just not a lot of bathroom time in the spring training.
There's just a lot of flaws with the logic to do this. A
lot of flaws.
And honestly, I mean, I've seen some gorgeous women in my time driving. I've never gotten to a point where I got to pull over to the dollar store.
I got to go.
Right now.
Maybe it was the cashier at the dollar store. Got them all worked up or something.
Yeah, go home. What are you doing? Go home.
Couldn't wait.
So that happened today in Major League Baseball. Shout out to Reese McGuire. Also, shout out to the Toronto Sun because that headline, I mean, carjacking, are you kidding me?
Oh, Mike, that's what the headline
was? That was
the
headline, carjacking, Bader up, Reese McGuire arrested.
I got to say, the Bader up is probably...
That's pretty good. Now,
carjacking? That is amazing.
I threw a couple good headlines on my Twitter if you want to go see it.
Yeah, why don't you read them over the air, Joe? Let's get fired going into the weekend. What were your headlines on this story?
Well, are they air?
Actually, I'm looking at the clock.
Can we read them or no?
I'm going to make the choice and say no.
Good call.
I mean, again, I put it on Twitter, so you
can find
Someone
says,
them.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Don't go to a Dollar Tree and, flog the snake this weekend. Hey, by the way, one thing to consider over the weekend, Eastern Washington reportedly considering shutting down football on a completely unrelated random note.
Damn, who's Oregon going to recruit a quarterback?
Wow.
It's the only shot I had. I mean, we haven't won a Civil War in 3 years now. And
if it makes you feel better, I still got to jump in the Willamette.
We never did that.
I know. We still haven't done it.
It's right there.
I was
there.
Thinking to myself on Monday. Monday was a really nice day. I was like, damn it, I should have done it Monday.
Well, now I'm going to make you do it next week because I still want it to be really cold.
I'll do it next week. So there's that. Hey, good little show. If you miss any of it, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We have Bill Riley in studio for a long time. We talked to Mike Richmond. Good stuff. We'll tweet him out at Dirt and Sprague at 1080thefan. Hey, everybody, by the way, we are off on Monday. We randomly get President's Day off.
What do you mean we randomly? We've got to observe the great presidents.
I don't think many people get that day off, but we do. So we will be back on Tuesday. Please don't text in Monday asking if we got fired. We might have gotten fired, but probably not. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
I said, find it, love and love.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.